be stricken from the records.
Objection sustained.
If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
And proceed we will, coming to you from a non-virus studio near the southern border of the great state of Amnesia. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. And just a friendly reminder, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. And just to set the record straight, we practice a stringent dose of satire here, even though Rick calls it flat tire. So with that said, good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and witness number one, along with our show producer, witness number two, Rick Snyder. And you, my good friend, are the one witness that we can count on. And we say thank you for joining us every Saturday. We are unleashing the happy and uncaging the fun, because this is the coolest place where legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips. Along with the latest community first information, our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. We apologize for stating the obvious, but common sense tells us the only time you need personal injury representation is after you're injured. So if you find yourself in need of sound legal advice, call the good folks at the Robes Law Group. They know how personal injury works and will be happy to assist you. And their mission is getting you well and putting your life back in order. The staff and legal team at the Robes Law Group are compassionate people and work hard for you. Bottom line, if you've been injured, make contact with the good folks over at the Robes Law Group by dialing 561-570-5700. With offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County, visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, Doug Rudman is here to examine felonies and misdemeanors. And that's coming right up. And in the news, Rick has a story about emotional support animals and some new legislation that will affect our best friends. Details at the bottom of the hour. Then in our Corona legal segment, Rick has about 19 or so Corona scams that we should be aware of. Corona legal will clear things up right after the news. And the Phobiorama. It's difficult to compare fear and freedom, but nonetheless, this week's phobia applies to both vile and harmless animals. We seek the truth or a cure. Zoophobia. Don't be afraid to look that up. Thank you for telling your friends about the show. We know you are because the callers tell us so. And to the caller who called just to say hello to Christina, good job. Thank you so much for spreading the good news. But right now, it's time to take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines. Here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan. Florida passes new 2020 law for emotional support animals, what every ESA owner needs to know. And autonomous cars and intelligent road systems improve road safety, but Florida had a slight rise in fatalities last year. Details on these and other stories coming up on the half hour.
When we return, want a free Robes wallet? What is a Robes wallet? It's what you need if an accident crosses your path. I'll tell you more when we return, so don't go back. We'll be right away. If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES. Text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Have you ever heard the saying, no risk, no reward? It's all about the risk, isn't it? Every time you grab your car keys, you are preparing to drive into the risk field. There are thousands of factors which determine the amount of your risk. Traffic, weather conditions, distractions, or time restrictions, but there is a risk. The best part is you get to determine the degree of risk you're willing to take. But When those conditions or restrictions get the best of you, that's when your heartaches begin. That's why Robes Law Group developed a handy wallet about the size of a number 10 envelope that fits perfectly in the glove box of your car. The wallet has contact numbers, website, and texting information, plus a comprehensive list of what to do in case you are involved in an accident. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident could determine the outcome of your case. Want a free Robes wallet? Call right now, 561-570-5700, and ask Christina to send you a Robes glove box wallet, and the information within should ease the pain of an unfortunate experience. It can't hurt to have a backup of your hard drive, an extra memory stick, and a relationship with a lawyer who knows what he's doing. Looking for the best outcome? Join the list of satisfied Robes clients and call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit them at their website, robeslawgroup.com. Well, that's it. I'm getting a Robes wallet right away. I think it's an important piece of equipment that needs to go in your car.
So let's talk about this Robes wallet business, Alan.
Okay.
It's a wallet.
Yeah, it's a wallet.
It's 4x9, so it's substantial size. It's not going to get lost in the bottom of your glove compartment.
Right.
On the back, it tells you what to do if you have an accident. Open it up inside. Two big two pages. Lots of frequently asked questions are
right,
in there.
Right. That's important.
And I like the fact that you can put your insurance card in there. Hello?
Oh, that would be good to put your insurance card in there, because if you ever got stopped...
Like I did.
...and you couldn't find your insurance papers...
Do you know what the fine is for not carrying your insurance card?
Uh-uh.
It's $116.
Ow.
Unless you get to the courthouse and show them that you have the card.
It'd be easier just to put it right inside this nifty little Robes wallet and keep it right there in your glove box.
This is free, isn't it? The wallet.
You know what? I told the folks at Robes, I said, you're going to give that away for free?
Yeah. Not only are they giving it away for free, mm-hmm. but they will deliver this Robes wallet to your house. Now, how do we get the wallet from Robes to the house?
You call Christina, 561-570-5700, and tell Christina you'd like to have a Robes wallet. And she'll take your name and address and send one to you.
You need one. You really do. And after my experience with a motorcycle officer, I realize how necessary it becomes.
You know what to do. I mean, how many times a week are you involved in a car accident?
None.
Yes. Exactly. So when one does happen, what do? I mean, we learn from experience. And if you've never been in a car accident, you don't know what to do. You're lost.
So save your money. Get a free Robes Law wallet for your car, and your troubles are over, sort of. Mm-hmm. As long as you're driving carefully and slowly.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida. All right, our first super guest earned his master's degree from Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia, PA, and his Juris Doctorate at John Marshall Law School, and a BA degree from Columbia College, both in Chicago, Illinois. He is a former prosecutor dedicated to aggressive representation in traffic DUI, misdemeanor, and felony criminal defense cases. That's a lot to do.
Well, it sounds more impressive than it really is, let me tell you that.
Well, Doug, welcome to the show, and I thank you for coming in. We called Doug on just a last-minute deal there. He was heading to the Bahamas, but we snagged him and made him come back. I appreciate you taking the time to come in.
Look, it's good to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to be anywhere, right? So a defense attorney and a prosecuting attorney, you do it all.
Well, I used to be a prosecuting attorney. Now, I'm on the other side. I'm defending people who are getting charged by the state. And it's actually very rewarding. It's very nice. You know, I represent people who are normally good people, but just made a bad decision, made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes there's certain crimes where you don't even know you're committing a crime when you when you get picked up on something like that. So that's why it's so important that when something does happen, you have a good team behind you.
Yeah. Well, what is a felony? I mean, we know about misdemeanors and felonies, and I'm betting anything that there's another thing in there somewhere that nobody knows about. But what's a felony?
Well, and it's really funny because we just had this whole impeachment fiasco that went on in Washington, and we heard terms like high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right.
Well, these are all highfalutin terms, but basically what it is our system of law in Florida is really set up in a different way. And usually it's like this in most of the other states. So you have what we like to call petty offenses, minor offenses, misdemeanors. These are crimes that are usually punishable by up to but not exceeding 1 year in jail. Felonies are crimes that are more serious, more like the high crimes we talk about, that are punishable by actually more than 1 year in jail. Okay. And usually it's the less than and more than 1 year. And that's the benchmark that we look to see what the difference is.
Isn't that 1 year thing have something to do with losing your rights if you're there for more than a year? Or is it a year and a day? How's that work?
Well, yes and no. Yes. You lose your rights if you're a convicted felon in the state of Florida. You can only go to prison if you're a convicted felon. Okay. So one kind of goes along. So if you're getting a year and a day, that means you're being convicted of a felony.
Ah, okay.
So you lose your rights as the result of being a convicted felon, not just because you've gone to prison for a period of time.
I like the fact that they put these little things into the law. It says, you know, if it's under $900, it's a misdemeanor. But if it's $901, it's a felony or something. Who makes that up?
Well, and a lot of that actually comes from the legislature. And, you know, we talk all the time about how we have the three branches of government.
Right.
We've got the legislative, the executive, the judicial branch. Well, it's the legislative branch that passes the law.
Right.
It's the judicial branch that hears the laws that the executive branch is claiming that someone violated.
I feel sorry for the cops, quite frankly, because the legislators make these crazy laws and they say to the police, go enforce them. And
well,
maybe they don't agree with it, but they have to enforce it.
Well, I don't think it's as much as a knee-jerk reaction as you think, because between the concept of the law, the building of the law, the voting of the law, then the governor signing the bill into the law, and then when the law takes hold, there is a long period of time that goes in there. So it's not one day this is the offense, the next day this is the offense, and it's completely different. What really is an interesting part about this whole thing is when you have someone, let me give you an example. I'm representing someone who was in his store and he was selling CBD oils
right.
that contained THC.
Oops.
Now, what oops is right, but what happened was is after they did a search warrant on his place, he thought that it was completely legal. He was told that it was completely legal. Everyone told him that it was completely legal. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And he found out when the sheriff's office raided his store. Now, what stinks is 3 months after this raid happened, and now that he's being prosecuted, the state of Florida came in and said it's legal and legalized everything that he had. The problem is the government is still going forward because they're trying to say at the time in which this happened,
it was illegal.
It was illegal. So sometimes when they pass the new laws, they don't apply retroactively.
I thought there was something you weren't allowed to do that.
You weren't for a while, but now the law has changed, and now they've gone through and actually legalized certain types of CBDs.
They used to be called grandfathered in, right?
Yes, sir.
But is that
nope.
still in effect?
Nope, not
gone.
The case.
You got to pay attention to who you elect into office, folks, because those are the people that make the laws. What kind of classes of felonies are there? You know?
Well, there's in Florida, we have degrees of felonies. We have third degree, second degree, first degree, and we also have punishable by life and capital. All everyone needs to know is this. Third degree felonies, they're the lowest level of felonies. Second degree felonies, second lowest level, and so on and so forth. All the levels really tell us is what is the maximum penalty that you can receive for that. What's actually more interesting is how the state of Florida has gone through and issued a level to each and every one of these. And the level is what tells us how many points are assessed, and it goes into a mathematical computation in the score sheet system. And that's how they come up with the minimum permissible sentence that you could be given under the laws. It's really, really, really complex to go into.
That sounds like it's wrong on so many levels.
Well, actually, the funny thing is, you say it's wrong on so many levels. The purpose behind this is, believe it or not, we live in the liberal South of Florida. The rest of Florida is governed by the conservative rest of the group.
Right.
Now, what makes this so interesting is the belief behind the point system and on the score sheets was to try to take the sentencing in the liberal South and have it be somewhat flexible
yeah.
throughout the rest of the state. So
right.
you don't have someone with this crime in Martin County or Tallahassee being punished more severely than someone in Miami. That was the idea behind it. It is not perfect. In fact, it's far from perfect. But I have to, you know, that was just the purpose behind it, to try to give some...
What was that road that was paved with good intentions?
The road to perdition is always paved with good intentions. Yes, sir.
So that was their idea. Let's make it fair for everyone. But it didn't turn out that way.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, that's exactly correct. I think Richard Pryor said, I went down to the courthouse looking for justice, and I looked around and just saw... just us.
I believe it. I believe it. Which one is the felonies? I know you say 1, 2, and 3. Those are the categories. Which is the hardest to defend? Or are they pretty much, you got to go through the paperwork of all?
Well, the fact is, I mean, I don't want to say one class of case is harder to defend than other class. It's just a matter of you stick with what you have that's in front of you at that time, where, you know, people come in with different ideas. White collar crimes, it's very labor intensive. They give you a lot of documents, a lot of paperwork that you have to work with. If you're dealing with a sex crime, you're going to be dealing with scientific evidence that you're going to be looking at. Right now, I'm working a very, very, very horrible traffic homicide that involves scientific evidence, that involves speed and recreation and phlebotomy and so on and so forth. So believe it or not, even within the realm of doing criminal defense, there are so many nuances that you know, you have to try. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, so there's no real definition of which one is harder. Or it doesn't matter. It depends on each crime.
The hardest case for me to defend is when I actually have people who admit to what they're actually doing. Okay?
Yeah, just want to let you know, I am guilty.
Well, and that's the thing, where people wind up talking to the police instead of lawyering up like they're supposed to. You know, I've never had anyone sit next to me in a courtroom going, you know, I really wish I would have talked more to the police.
Yeah, they will use it against you in a court of law, as they say.
Absolutely.
Well, but you don't get Miranda rights read to you unless you've really messed up. They don't just go to the scene and say, hey, by the way, let me read you your Miranda rights.
Well, actually, I get this all the time, and this is probably the biggest misconception that people have in law. People come to me all the time. They go, but Doug, they didn't read me my Miranda rights. I get to go free, right? Actually, that's not the way it works at all. When you think about what the Miranda rights are, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney before we begin questioning. Do you understand? And so on and so forth. What's really interesting is these rights are only defined to be used if they want to ask you questions and use the answers to those questions in a custodial type situation, okay? So if someone doesn't read you your Miranda rights, that just simply means they can't use your statements against you,
right?
But it doesn't mean it's going to otherwise negate a lawful arrest.
So what happens if the police say to you, these are your rights, you understand the rights, and you go, no, I don't.
Well,
and then he reads them again. Do you understand these? You go, no, I don't. You just keep saying, no, I don't. What happened?
Well, the fact is, at some point, they're either just not going to talk to you, not ask you. But here's what's real interesting. They can ask you a question. Let me give you an example. They can ask you a question, and it only applies to questions that the answers that are meant to an elicit an incriminating response. So if ask you, you say, hey, Alan, do you like strawberry ice cream? You say, no, I don't like strawberry ice cream, and I killed my wife last week. So that doesn't apply underneath Miranda, okay?
Right, right.
Or if you spontaneously make a statement in the back of the room or anything like that.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, you got a question that involves a felony? Call Doug Rudman right now, 561-570-5700. The lines are open. Have a felony question? He's the guy to answer, as you can tell. He's got a lot of knowledge there, Doug.
How's about this? Anything related to criminal law. We're talking about felonies today, but you have anything related to criminal law, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you.
Tell him the number.
Well, you've got the number, Alan.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, felony convictions.
What is that number, Alan?
Yeah. Oh, 561-570-5700. Call right now, and we'll get you on the air. You can talk with Doug. You know, felony convictions can prevent you from holding certain jobs, right? You're convicted of a felony, you may not get a job. But I do understand that the one job that it won't stop you from getting is politics.
Well, actually, believe it or not, there are some places where if you are a convicted felon, you actually can't run for public office. You can't hold public office. But you're absolutely correct. If you get convicted of a felony, you can't hold professional licensure. You can't be a lawyer. You can't be a doctor. You can't be certain things. But what's really interesting is we just got a very interesting ruling, particularly for the voting rights, reinstatement of voting rights for felons. And when you see the voting rights for felons and what's going on with that, they just said that unpaid fines and fees cannot prevent someone from actually coming through and getting their voting rights restored. This is actually a pretty landmark opinion because it's one of those things that says, hey, voting is deemed to be such a right that's so important that if it has been granted, has been given back, it shouldn't be held up if you have unpaid fines and fees.
Right. So, in other words, if you get a fine like 2 years in prison and a $50,000 fine, you get out, you get your rights back, but you don't have to pay the fine.
Well,
it
doesn't even involve getting the rights back. If you've done your 2 years and your 2 years are over and you're otherwise done and wrapped up with your punishment phase, right, but all that's left over is unpaid fees and fines. The court just came through and said those unpaid fees and fines should not prevent you from being able to vote.
Right. You still owe the fines, but you can vote. That's kind of weird. I think one of the candidates running in the race today are saying they want people to be able to vote from prison. Hello? What am I missing?
Well, I mean, on the same note, I mean, you do have to ask yourself on the other end, why shouldn't someone who has done a particular crime or whatever it is, why is it so bad for them to have that right to vote? I mean, I understand losing your right to possess a firearm, maybe even losing your right to be a doctor, be a lawyer, even have a ramification of being able to drive a car. But what is it about the right to vote that is something that should automatically be taken away from someone who is otherwise a citizen? If you're otherwise a United States citizen, why shouldn't you have the right to vote? Why is that something that is so important that is going to be taken away from you?
Well, I always thought if you got stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up. And if you're in prison, that's probably what you need, don't you think?
Well, you know, prison is meant to be a timeout, an opportunity for someone to sit there and think about and reflect on everything that they have done. But I think really from a point of view of saying that or taking away something that fundamentally makes them that citizen, I think it's an interesting question to ask. Why should they not have that opportunity?
Agreed. It's good to agree, right? Have a question about felony violations? Call right now, 561-570-5700. After the break, Douglas Redman will still be with us. If you have a felony question, he's the guy to call. You know the phone number, 561-570-5700. Maybe later you'll teach me how to do the Dougie.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES. Text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on the second half of the show, Doug Redman is still with us. We're discussing felonies and misdemeanors. Stay tuned for that. Then in our Corona legal segment, Rick has a hectare of Corona scams he wants to share with you. We'll take that up right after the news. But right now, it's time to take a look at all the news that maybe shouldn't be news. Brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a story that needs your canine support. Rick, what's going on in the world of lawlessness today?
Well, thank you, Alan. Not so much lawlessness this time. Florida passed the new 2020 law for emotional support animals. That's right. This new law governs what you should do when you have your animals. And it goes into effect in a couple of days, July 1st. These new laws clarify how residents of Florida can properly qualify for an emotional support animal and affirm the special rights ESA owners have. An emotional support animal in Florida provides assistance or therapeutic emotional support to its owner by its mere presence. An ESA does not need special training to work or perform tasks for its owner. These rules address a growing concern that tenants are purchasing illegitimate documentation for emotional support animals and wrongly passing off their pets as emotional support animals. The new rules set forth how tenants can obtain effective ESA documentation. If you're looking to qualify for ESA documentation, go to esadoctors.com. These doctors can help connect you to a licensed healthcare professional that will assess whether an emotional support animal is right for you. The new law in Florida contains penalties for tenants who knowingly provide fraudulent documentation for an emotional support animal. Providing fake documentation in Florida is punishable as a misdemeanor. Now, if you're interested in qualifying for an emotional support animal in Florida, make sure you read up on it. Go to esadoctors.com.
Do you have a support animal there, Rick?
Well, I was thinking that I would take you along with me.
Ah, because I have one too. It's my wife. She's my emotional support everywhere I go.
Very good. And
absolutely.
You deserve.
And she's not SEA approved.
I approve her.
Okay. What do you got next?
Last year, there was a 2% reduction in the number of road fatalities in the U.S. One of the reasons for the drop is the increasing use of automated driver assistance now fitted into most vehicles. By minimizing the effects of human error, these additions can help to reduce the number of crashes, and the development of fully self-driving cars could improve safety even more. Roads could be made even safer and more efficient with intelligent infrastructure and traffic management systems such as, and you're going to love this, smart traffic signals and even robot traffic controllers. Now, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, human error is the cause of almost 94% of all accidents on the roads. Driver assistance technologies such as automatic emergency braking and lane departure warning systems help to minimize the effects of driver distraction. However, the number of fatalities on the road is still very high, with certain states like Florida actually seeing a slight rise last year. Florida joined other states in passing a law to allow self-driving cars without humans. And in the long term, completely removing driver error from the roads could make a more significant difference to levels of safety. As well as autonomous cars, introducing other automated elements of road use can improve safety. Neural networks applied to road infrastructure could be used to alert drivers of potential hazards on the road. Universities in Germany have created a self-learning road warning system that uses radar, sensors, and cameras to pick out moving objects on the road that may otherwise be indiscernible to drivers. And in India, get this, school children have developed a robot that can interact with traffic signals employed outside schools and other public junctions to help pedestrians cross the road and generally raise awareness of road safety. With the majority of accidents caused by human error, an increase in the use of autonomous cars and intelligent infrastructure could drastically improve road safety and reduce the number of fatalities.
Yeah, that sort of lends the new definition to backseat driver.
It'd be a front seat driver.
Yeah, no, that's kind of gone now. That's out the window.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
We're speaking with Doug Redman. I call him Doug because he taught me how to Dougie during the break. It was really cool. He's a pretty smart guy. He earned his master's degree from Temple University School of Law in Philadelphia, his Juris Doctorate at John Marshall School of Law, and a BA degree from Columbia College, both in Illinois. What are you doing down here, Doug?
I did the Great Jewish Migration. I figured I was going to wind up down here eventually. The weather, everything like that.
Yep. So you got out of Denver. I mean,
got out of Chicago.
Yeah,
yes.
Got out. They had to write a song about it.
No, they actually wrote a book of the Bible. It's called Exodus. I mean, really, I'm convinced that the story of Exodus was just a bunch of Jews that were looking for some beachside property.
Okay, did that go out over the air?
Yeah, it did.
too late.
Now we'll get calls.
Now we're going to get calls. 561-570-5700. Call right now. Doug will answer any question that you want that's kind of legal, right?
No, well, any legal question you guys have, you know, we're here to answer it.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. Bob, are you, you're on the air. How you doing today? Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. What's your question for Doug?
Well, I have a wife that teaches classes for a municipality, and they have just turned her into an employee, but they only pay her for class time.
Okay.
Even though she has to book her own lessons, and she stays afterwards for meetings.
Okay.
What should she be doing to try to track her hours, seeing they're only going to pay her for the time inside the classroom?
Well, one of the things that she should be doing is she should actually be doing a log of everything that she's doing, when she's doing it, how she's doing it, and make sure she keeps track of everything that's going on. The other thing is that I talk about logs. I like actually doing that thing where you email yourself. Write it down, write it out, email yourself, because that way it's date and time stamped, and it absolutely reflects what you're doing when you're doing it. It should also be said that she should contemporaneously be doing these things. What does it mean? As something's happening, she should be writing it down, and that way she should log it. What I would also say is this. This does absolutely sound like an issue that might be able to fall under some sort of labor issue. Why don't you have your wife give the Robes Law Group a call? They can actually give her a referral for a good labor and employment lawyer. That's not the type of law I do, but at the very least, start that process so she has that stuff diaried out. So when she actually meets with a lawyer that handles this stuff, that's going to be a good step in the right direction for her.
That's pretty good advice.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in, Bob.
All right. Bye now.
Wow. Email yourself. I like that. That's a good idea.
Believe it or not, emailing yourself. If there, you remember we heard back in the day, put it in an envelope and send it certified mail to yourself, and that way you know you got it and it's date stamped and time stamped.
Right.
I always say email, 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 because if you email yourself, it's date and time stamped, and that little heading right there is one of those things that can't be copied or duplicated, and it's really great advice to go ahead if you want to memorialize something that happened.
I'm going to have to talk to a couple of hacker friends of mine and see if that can't be worked on. Seems that they change everything. They change the routing address when they send it out. They change everything. You think they'd be able to change the date?
And listen, I mean, yes, they can change the date just like you can, you know, erase out a line on a letter or anything like that. But the fact is, those email addresses, you know, look, it holds up for what it is. You can look and see what the message before, what the message after, where it falls into place. I just like doing that because it basically, for me, it's a CYA to make sure you know that it's date and time stamped.
Right. Yeah, I could use that on my wife. That might work. Oh. Hey, what's this story I hear that there's a survey out at Corona beer drinkers? Won't drink the beer because they're afraid of the virus?
You know, I got to tell you, I saw this. It blew me away. They said that a new survey has found that more than one third of all Americans would not buy Corona beer under any circumstances because of the rapidly spreading and totally unrelated coronavirus outbreak. You know, they say a person is smart, people are dumb. Right? We've heard that plenty of times.
Yep.
The survey conducted by a public relations agency found that actually 14% of people who usually drink the popular beer would not order it in public. And 16% of beer drinking Americans were confused about whether or not Corona has any relation to the new viral infection.
Oh, man. You know, I was, we talked about this during the break. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I had a slight cough, so I coughed, and I looked at the lady next to me, and I said, oh, man. I said, I've had this ever since I got back from China. She started laughing, but I thought afterwards, that's not such a good idea.
It's a great way to get yourself quarantined.
Put me in quarantine, right.
You know, the funny thing is whether it's personal injury, whether it's criminal, you know, we've always said that if people were well-reasoned, not smart, not well-reasoned.
Right.
And thought-provoking and able to make reasoned decisions, they wouldn't need lawyers. Lawyers wouldn't exist.
You're talking yourself out of a job there, buddy.
Oh, no, because, again, we're still coming to this. There's people out there that are not drinking Corona. A person is smart. People are dumb. Just remember that.
You know what they didn't know? That if you put the lime in the mouth of the bottle, then you don't get the coronavirus.
No. That's not quite the case. Is if you do have the coronavirus, mm-hmm. make sure you meet a nice young lady who has Lyme disease. That way you guys go together perfectly. I do have a huge problem when you do have these crimes of people that are lying and committing perjury and so on and so forth. The reason being is you know, we were talking before, you said, look, why is it illegal to lie? Why is it a problem to lie? Well, the fact is, I tell all my clients this. You have a right to remain silent. You don't have a right to lie. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's true.
So if you say something and you say something that's untrue, that can actually be used as evidence and proof of guilt. Oh. If you don't say anything at all, your silence can never be used against you in court. So better to say nothing than to say a lie or a half-truth.
My mom used to tell me that all the time. I don't know. I don't remember what it was for, but she always said that. If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it.
That's the nicest way she told you to shut up.
Yep. I believe you're right.
And that's why you made talking your career.
Dang it. You know, let me add, you know, we do personal injury stuff and all that. So is there ever a case where a personal injury situation could be a felony?
You know, that's a little bit of a baited question, but let's start with this. Believe it or not, one of the cases that I'm actually working on right now is someone who essentially staged an accident and tried to file a lawsuit and then bringing forth a false accident claim.
Yeah.
So if it comes out, let's say you're involved in an accident, you call an attorney and you convince that attorney that you've had dangers or problems or injuries, and then it turns out that it's not true at all. And we see all the time, even on these workman's comp claims, where you have someone who says, hey doc, it hurts my arm when I do this, and the doc says, well then don't do this. but they actually have these insurance investigators out there with video cameras, and they see you. Yeah. There was actually a great story of one that the guy claimed that he was completely disabled, couldn't do anything, yet they caught him cheating on his wife in the back of the car, engaging in vigorous coitus.
Could you spell that?
No. Vigorous coitus.
No, vigorous. I know what coitus is.
Vigorous coitus was also the name of, I believe, one of the last Caesars.
You're a sick man, Doug. That's why I like to have you on the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we always have a great time when you come on. So felonies. What a rap that is. You know, a third-degree felony, I think I remember a guy that had a little case. It's 5 years on a third degree.
Well, and that's the maximum penalty.
Okay, yeah. We talked about 3-2-1 or 1-2-3, whatever the deal is.
1-2-3, 3-2-1.
Yeah. What's the, if a third-degree felony is 5 years, second degree
is maximum 15 years. Yeah. First degree is maximum 30 years. Then there is a first degree PBL, which is called punishable by life, where they can actually punish you by up to and including life. And then they have capital felonies. Capital felonies, those are the scary ones. Those are the ones where if you go to trial and you lose, you go to life, you go to prison for life. Life means life. No possibility of parole.
Wow. Not even good time served.
Nope, not even good time served. Life means life in Florida.
Stick a fork in me.
You're done.
I'm done.
Only way you're getting out of prison is if you're dead. Now, interesting point, by the way. There was a gentleman, I believe, outside of Iowa, mm-hmm. came about the news. He was actually sentenced to life in prison. And when he was in prison, he actually suffered a heart attack. And when he suffered that heart attack, they said he was actually legally dead for 8 minutes. He filed a writ to the Court of Appeals saying he was sentenced to life. He died for 8 minutes. Therefore, his sentence has already been served and he should be released. Of course, the Court of Appeals said, nope, forget it. Doesn't work that way.
You actually have
to stay in prison.
That's a good scam right there. You could induce a heart attack. I'm dead. Okay, let me out.
Yeah. Yep.
Ouch. I'm glad I'm not in that situation. I don't ever want to. I've been told by my doctor, he says, by all means, avoid jail.
Well, yes.
It's not a good thing, especially for a guy like me.
Jail is, there's a reason why jail is so scary. You know, they say it's supposed to be a deterrent. I'd say this, jail is not like what we see on TV. Jail is not as lawless as we're led to believe, but it's certainly not the greatest place on the planet, and I wouldn't recommend it for anyone.
I think your slogan should be, don't sweat the petty stuff, and don't pet the sweaty stuff. Ouch. I think that might work.
You've left me speechless.
And that's almost an impossible thing to do. But you made an interesting point at a conference you and I attended one time about guys being charged. I don't want to go into why the conference was there, but being charged, the getting a divorce.
It's the textbook way to begin a divorce, where you have a woman or a man goes to a divorce attorney. They say, look, I want the quickest, easiest way to start the divorce process. And what they do is they say, try to bait the other one into hitting you, putting their hands on you in some way, and actually concocting a domestic violence situation that is used as the catalyst for beginning the divorce process.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
It's absolutely scary. Happens all the time. If you find yourself in that situation, don't try to talk your way out of it. Contact a lawyer right away. A lawyer like the fine attorneys at the Rudman Law Group.
Yeah, those guys. Absolutely. Well, we have, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Listen to this.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Rudd Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day. Every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Rogues Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Rogues Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES to 474747.
This is Christina at the Rogues Law Group. How can I help you?
Welcome back to Lifestyles in the Law today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with Rick Snyder, with a message for those who are afflicted with zoophobia. If you have a fear of animals, vile or not, then you really need to grab your smartphone, if you're not driving, of course, and text the word ROBES to 474747 and download the ROBES Law Group app and open it. It's a beautiful app. There are many options. You can listen to the show, you can check the weather, or you can contact ROBES 24/7, 365. And no animals, vile or otherwise, will be on that app. Besides, the good folks at the ROBES Law Group give you peace of mind knowing that legal representation is in the palm of your hand. Just a friendly reminder, when you hire ROBES from the app, you receive a $1,000 fee credit when your case is settled. That's $1,000 just for hiring ROBES from the app. Remember, text the word ROBES to 474747. Got it? Get it? Problem solved.
Millions of Americans have joined together to halt the spread of this horrible disease. Our experts and scientists report that our strategy to slow the spread has saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Our team of experts now agrees that we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling Opening Up America Again.
What happens when the coronavirus shutdown hits the legal community head on? Lifestyles in the Law today presents Corona Legal. The last word settles the case.
So, Alan, how come when things get bad, the bad guys come out?
Mm-hmm.
I've got 19 popular COVID-19 schemes and scams.
Rick, I have the answer.
Okay.
It's in the DNA.
I love it. All right, so we're going to hit them quick because there are a lot of them. Okay. Just be aware of the prevention scams. Any claim that dietary supplements, herbal and or homeopathic products, chiropractic and acupuncture treatment can prevent disease by supporting, boosting, strengthening the immune system should be ignored. Not to say that they're bad. You can get acupuncture.
But that's what they're saying. Let me cure you.
Okay, thank you. No, yes. Okay. Right. Testing scams. They're selling fake at-home test kits or going door-to-door performing fake tests for money. Call the cops if they show up.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment scams. Scammers are selling fake vaccines, medicines, tests, and cures for COVID-19. Listen, when there's a medical breakthrough, you will not hear about it for the first time at your door, in an email, or online, or in an unsolicited sales pitch.
That's
if you find
true.
A cure, you'll know it.
Yep.
Supply scams. Scammers are claiming they have in-demand products, cleaning, household, health, medical supplies. To avoid being victimized, check online reviews of any company offering COVID-19 products or supplies. That's an easy thing to do, and it keeps you in line. Charity scams. This is the worst of the worst. Scammers are fraudulently soliciting donations for non-existent charities to help people affected by the COVID-19 crisis. Research any charities or crowdfunding sites soliciting donations in connection with COVID-19 before giving.
Yeah.
Don't want to give to the wrong people.
No. It'd be easier just to put that you gave a lot on your IRS form, but don't really. Maybe not.
Keep your eye on this man.
Okay.
Phishing scams. Scammers posing as local contact tracers or national and global health authorities, such as the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, are sending fake emails or texts to trick the recipient into sharing personal information. Mm-hmm. Never share your personal information. You already know that.
Yeah, I think people are just definitely because of it's a health thing. I don't want to die. I don't want to get sick.
Right.
I don't want to this. I don't. So you fall for just about anything.
Don't fall.
Exactly.
All right, app scams.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Scammers are creating mobile apps designed to track the spread of COVID-19 to insert malware that will compromise your devices and steal personal information. Wow.
Imagine that.
And they go on and on. Provider scams. Scammers pretending to be doctors in hospitals that have treated a friend or relative and demand payment for that treatment. Mm-hmm. Insurance scams. Now, these include low-cost corona insurance, additional Medicare coverage, worthless travel insurance, and fake policy cancellation notices intend to gather personal information or lead to links that install malware. We could go on. We don't have time. If you don't trust it, don't do it.
You know, it's amazing that they do these scams with the complete confidence that everyone will believe them.
Do you know that's what they call?
A con man.
Got it.
Thanks, Rick. That's our Corona Legal segment this week. Stay tuned every week for the latest news and information that concerns the coronavirus. The Robes Law Group brings you the latest information with regards to Corona Legal. Welcome back to Lifestyles in the Law. Today, I'm still Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, here with the truth and sound logic about highway risks. Have you ever heard the saying, no risk, no reward? It's all about the risk, isn't it? Every time you grab your car keys, you are preparing to drive into the risk field. There are thousands of factors which determine the amount of your risk: traffic, weather conditions, distractions, or time restrictions. But there is a risk. The best part is you get to determine the degree of risk you're willing to take. But when those conditions or restrictions get the best of you, that's when your heartaches begin. That's why Robes Law Group developed a handy wallet about the size of a number 10 envelope that fits perfectly in the glove box of your car. The wallet has contact numbers, website, and texting information, plus a comprehensive list of what to do in case you are involved in an accident. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident could determine the outcome of your case. Want a free Robes wallet? Call right now, 561-570-5700, and ask Christina to send you a Robes glove box wallet, and the information within should ease the pain of an unfortunate experience. It can't hurt to have a backup of your hard drive, an extra memory stick, and a relationship with a lawyer who knows what he's doing. Looking for the best outcome? Join the list of satisfied Robes clients and call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit them at their website, robeslawgroup.com. Well, that's it. I'm getting a Robes wallet right away. I think it's an important piece of equipment that needs to go in your car.
So let's talk about this Robes wallet business, Alan.
Okay.
It's a wallet.
Yeah, it's a wallet.
It's 4x9, so it's substantial size. It's not going to get lost in the bottom of your glove compartment.
Right.
On the back, it tells you what to do if you have an accident. Open it up inside. Big two pages. Lots of frequently asked questions are in there.
Right. That's important.
And I like the fact that you can put your insurance card in there. Hello?
Oh, that would be good to put your insurance card in there, because if you ever got stopped...
Like I did.
And you couldn't find your insurance papers...
Do you know what the fine is for not carrying your insurance card?
Uh-uh.
It's $116.
Ow.
Unless you get to the courthouse and show them that you have the card.
It'd be easier just to put it right inside this nifty little robe's wallet and keep it right there in your glove box.
This is free, isn't it? The wallet.
I said, you know what? I told the folks at Robes, I said, you're going to give that away for free?
Yeah. Not only are they giving it away for free, mm-hmm. but they will deliver this Robes wallet to your house. Now, how do we get the wallet from Robes to the house?
You call Christina, 561-570-5700, and tell Christina you'd like to have a Robes wallet. And she'll take your name and address and send one to you.
You need one. You really do. And after my experience with a motorcycle officer, I realize how necessary it becomes.
You know what to do. I mean, how many times a week are you involved in a car accident?
None.
Yes. Exactly. So when one does happen, what do you do? I mean, we learn from experience. And if you've never been in a car accident, you don't know what to do. You're lost.
So save your money. Get a free Robes Law wallet for your car, and your troubles are over, sort mm-hmm. of, mm-hmm. as long as you're driving carefully and slowly.
Welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm still your host and non-legal orator, Alan Mason, along with some happy people. Rick, I believe we have a plethora of happy people over at the Robes Law Group there.
I have a big long list. We have time for a couple right here. Dara Popowitz-Malik, she reviewed Robes Law Group and says, extremely honest law firm with amazing team, would recommend to anyone else. They are great. Thank you for everything, Robes, you have done for me and my family. And Sarah Beecham says, very impressed with Thomas Robes and everyone at Robes Law. My case was handled perfectly. Mr. Robes was always more than happy to answer any and all of my questions. He's so personable, I feel went way above and beyond my expectations. In one of our conversations, I mentioned that my father had just passed away. And shortly after, I received something in the mail saying that he had a tree named for my dad. That really meant a lot to me. Hopefully, I won't need Mr. Robes' services again. But if I need them, I know who to call. I'll be back. Thank you, Mr. Robes.
All made happy by Robes Law Group practice. And listen to this.
Okay.
Anthony Messiah says, Robes Law Group was the first and most likely the only ones I'll let handle any future cases. They're very thorough and make it easy to understand the ongoing process. They'll take the extra time to ensure you're well-informed on your case and readily available to answer any questions. Highly recommended. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Anthony. Appreciate
Barbara,
that.
Barbara Lieberman said, great service, good response. We received a good settlement with a very professional team. Mary Lou Galaska says, they communicated regularly with updates and returned calls promptly. Christina was always very pleasant and professional. This law firm has a true concern for their clients and their well-being. And Vivian DeLamia says, as stressful, unpleasant, and inconvenient as dealing with the outcomes of a car accident could be, the Robes Law Group team always made sure the entire process went for me and I was stress-free, taken care of from the start to the end, each and every step. I will definitely recommend them to my friends and family if in need of a personal injury lawyer.
And where do you get all this information from there, buddy?
On the Facebook page of Robes Law Group. Check it out.
That would be facebook.com/...
Robes
Law,
Law Group. Group.
Coming up on next week's show, Jonathan Lewis will join us. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day. And what better subject to talk about than the United States Constitution? Attorney at Law Jonathan Lewis will be with us, and he'll explain it all. We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Tell your good-hearted friends about the show. Any friend of yours is a friend of ours, and there's no shipping or handling fees. Listen to Lifestyles and the Law Today every Saturday for the latest legal and statutory rulings and decisions. This show is underwritten by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach and originates from a virus-free studio in West Palm Beach, Florida. Executive producer John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. Sneeze you next week.